I just wanna be. Welcome to the Push Power to Power Show.
Push Power to Power Show.
Presented by Uraldi Media. A show where we interview entrepreneurs, business owners, startups, all the way to CEOs on their journey to success and what they learned along the way.
The show is so informative. I just love it.
Listen, my whole family loves it, man.
Our goal is to power you up to the next level. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
The show starts with Jesus Ortiz right now. Let me go ahead and break it down. Below at the bottom,
I thought I drowned. Surrounded by smiles, I had a friend. And we are live. Welcome to the Push Power to Power Show with your host, Jesus Ortiz. It is brought to you by Geraldine Media, your concept media group, and Jesus Ortiz Black Man. Hey, hi. How's everybody doing tonight? Man, I'm doing fine, man. I took a big nap. I almost didn't even wake up to do this show tonight, man. I woke up early today, took my bird to work, and I went to exercise, write notes, and got my mind to a lot of ideas and good stuff. And then I got tired, so I said, I'm going to take a 30-minute nap. That 30-minute nap took two hours, but hey, who cares? The good thing is that I'm here and I didn't woke up at 12 and be like, oh my God, I forgot to do the show. But now we're here tonight. I mean, tonight, our guest is already here. It's a leader. I've been following him for a while and I wanted to bring him in tonight. And his name is Brad Bennett. I'm telling you, he's going to tell you his story. Not all his story is so huge. You know, we're going to know a little bit about himself and everything. We're going to talk about what's going on with the coronavirus, beyond the coronavirus. So that's what we wanted to do tonight. So I know a lot of my viewers, you know, there's a lot of people that follow conspiracy and follow that there's beyond, you know, all of this coronavirus, the economy, what are they trying to do, and the evil and the good, you know, all of that. So that's what we want to do tonight. So we can talk about him, his story, where he lives, what he does, what is he doing, his business, what he does, you know, and then after that, we're going to get to the real thing, man. So that's why this is a great thing too. So y'all better put your seatbelt and get ready, because I'm about to get him in here. And thank you very much, you know, that my viewers, everybody that is viewing and his viewers, and if you are sharing this, thank you very much. Share this. This is going to be great information. And I'm telling you, this is going to be an amazing, I'm excited, and I just don't know what to say. But like I said, I've been following him, so I'm bringing you guests from all over, so you can learn, can serve, and then we can talk, man. We can talk, and this is things that we gotta talk to be awakened around these times of everything that is happening. Look at that! I already got some comments. Let me check the comments, and I'm gonna get him in here. What's up, Rachel? What's up, Brandon? So let me get him in here so we can welcome Mr. Brad Bennett. All right. Boom.
That looks good.
Come on here. Don't worry about it.
Would you like me to use these?
How you doing, Brad?
I'm doing great, my brother. You think it'll sound better if I use these?
Nah, I mean, I had somebody try to use them and then I couldn't even hear them, but then I had somebody that used them and it was perfect. So it doesn't really matter if you want to use them. I mean, right. The only thing, people, you know how we were doing the show and their phone was on the show and they had the volume so you could echo. That's why my phone is on silent, so
that's
we won't
good.
Hear the
mine
echo
too,
just
yeah.
me and you
mine too.
I don't want that. I mean, it's something that we learn. We go live. It's something that we all learn every day, man. We're not perfect.
For sure, man.
Man, yeah, I fell asleep, dude. I thought I was going to not wake up. I woke up and I was like, damn, 12 o'clock, I missed the show. And I like, looked and it was 9:20. I was like, oh, perfect.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff. Sometimes you need a power nap.
You do. And I tell everybody, it's not only about the kids getting that nap, but you actually, like, my naps, when I take them, it's 30-35 minutes, and I'm back. But today, my mind was running, like, in power mode, ideas and writing stuff and working out. So your mind gets tired. I was eating dinner, and I was, like, falling asleep. I was like, nah, man, is my blood pressure high? And I was like, no, my blood pressure is good because I have my machine here. It's like, I need to take a nap.
It's funny you say that because we sleep to rest our brains, actually. Not so much our bodies as much as our brains. We have to defragment like a computer.
That's true. And people don't understand that. I mean, everybody's different. Everybody runs the body different. Some of us hustle hard and they sleep 3-4 hours. They're used to the, doing it by years, by a long time. And some of us cannot do that, but we're still hustling and grinding. But we do need the 7 or 8 hours of sleep.
That's good stuff, man. Uh-oh, you froze up.
Oh, yeah. Man, welcome, Mr. Brad. I'm happy to have you here, man. It's all this stuff, you know, going on. And I said, before we even get to all that, I said, we want to hear a little bit of your storytelling. Who is Brad Manning, what you do? I know you own your own business. You can tell them. And then at the end, we just jump into the real thing, you know, what's
going
on.
Man, that sounds fantastic, crazy. Bro. Sounds fantastic. Well, thank you, man. I'm humbled and honored. This is the second one I've done in a week. Did one last Wednesday. Talked about business and mindset and stuff like that because I'm an entrepreneur. So I'm 40. I live in North Carolina. My name's Brad Bennett, like you said. Grew up in Carolinas. And then at an early age, I realized I was entrepreneurial. I was always a figure it out type. I never wanted to be the clock in, clock out, depend on another person for a job type of guy, right? And then because of my mom and my dad, even though they were split up at 6, that was kind of rough, but he was a truck driver and she was a salesperson and designer. And so they both would put me on the road, either in a big truck or a little car. And so I got to see Florida, got to see different states, got to travel, excuse me. And then when I was, I think 16, I got to go out of the country for the first time and I had the bug, man. It just bit me. I was like, man, travel is awesome. People are amazing. I love South America. I love the Latin Spanish speaking culture. It was so fun. And then that led into doing some trips a little bit after that and some doors opened up, loving my country. I wanted to go do something for the nation and so for America. And I believe in America big time. I'm a patriot. And so I was able to do some special work overseas in a bunch of different countries. And I got to see the Middle East, got to see Africa, got to see China. I've actually been in Wuhan where this virus came from, ironically enough. I know that's crazy, but I was there in 2003. And so it was like such a no-name city then, and now everybody knows about it, right? But I've been to a bunch of places. I think something like 18 countries, I believe I've counted. I sort of lose track or whatever. But it's been an amazing journey. I've had some incredible experiences. For the last 10 years, I've been in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I've been running a credit solutions company, ultimatecreditsecrets.com. And so what I do is I learned through some mentors and fixed my own situation 10 years ago. And my score was like 580. It jumped to like 725 in like a month or two. And it was just listening to what they taught and applying the right principles, using the right processes, the right affidavits. But long story short, that's a lot of boring mumbo jumbo. It worked. And so I said, I need to turn this into a business. And that's what I did. And it sort of evolved over time. But it helps people with their credit, gets their scores up, gets everything gone from the past, mistakes they've made. All that kind of stuff can work. And you can get rid of it and improve your situation big time. So that's where I'm at, man. I've seen the world. I've run businesses. I've failed a lot. I've learned a lot of lessons. I love people big time. I'm a people person. I'm a total extrovert and a big kid, big goof. And so I'm just excited, man. Excited to chat with you, add value to people, have some fun tonight. So I'm ready.
Yes, man. That's what I was like. I was pushing, promoting and everything and asking questions, people asking questions, you know, I said, yeah, man, we're going to know about him because I know that he does the credit. And how long have you been doing this, the credit solution?
10 years, 2010.
It's a long time. So, see, 10 years, that's good because, you know, you're going to someone that knows what they're talking about.
Sure. I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, because, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that, you know, we try to help. Like, we know as much as we want to know, and that's how much I can help you, but you want to scale up. I mean, that's we got resources. I'll be like, all right, I know somebody that it's more into it than me, so let me send you to him.
That's right. That's man. Network together, link together.
That's how I understood, man. You know, like sometimes, yeah, we serve, we help people, we give them free information, but sometimes they take advantage of that. You know, sometimes it's not that. Everybody got to eat. So everybody got to pay rent. Everybody got to pay everything. You're not paying nothing. So right, you're helping somebody. But back in, you know, you got something that, hey, this is our margin if you really want to level up. And some people still, you know, try to be like, ah, no, they want everything free. I mean, I used to be in the same position. When I started opening my mind in this, I was like, man, why do I want to, you know, buy this course? Why am I going to learn through this? Because why would I want to pay, you know? And now I understand. Now I fully understand that we're not perfect. So we're learning every day. Our mindset, it's evolving every day. So you're like, you're your niche, you're like, I want to learn from that niche. I'm going to find people that are smarter than me or people that can I collaborate.
That's right.
Ask them questions. And sometimes it's going to be free. And sometimes you're going to have to spend some money, but you have to if you want to learn and you want to have to move on.
Well, yeah, you're buying expertise.
It's a risk.
You kind of broke up there for a second. Sorry about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're right, man. You're nailing it. And
oh, you good?
I heard a quote that said something along the lines of, you're not paying me $100 for, you know, 30 minutes of work for what I do. You're paying for the 10 years of experience that I've put in is what you're paying for to be able to do something in 30 minutes. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I heard somebody said that. That's what I was going to ask you. Like somebody, like other entrepreneurs said, like, hey, you know, I mean, you know how to do the videos. You know how to do this. Sometimes you got to get out the box and be like, well, If you gotta, now that we have to adapt to different things, you're like, hey man, it's, you're buying my time. So if 30 minutes, $100, you're buying 30 minutes of my time, you're gonna learn or not, you're gonna write and you're gonna apply it. It's my time.
That's right. That's right. You're paying for the expertise of what they put in their brain, and they can make it so simple for you and honestly take out hassles. I mean, that a business provides value and takes out hassles, right? No matter what it is, it's either convenience, take out a hassle, solve a problem for you. And so that's what you're paying for.
Man, it's crazy that you say you went over to the world, man. Africa and all of those places, that's like all in my list. And Wuhan. How is Wuhan over there in China? How is China? I mean, we see pictures and stuff, but I'm like,
is it a big city? Is it a small town? Yeah, dude, I've got mixed views on China. In a way, it's an amazing place because the people are really cool. Like the common person there is really cool. The sights and the culture and the food and the things you experience are really, really cool. And I would love to go back, but I'm pretty ticked at China right now because this is where the virus came from. And we can dive into some of that in a little while. But, you know, there's a lot of information that has not been told to the world. And they have a track record of cover-ups and of a lot of other stuff I can get into from an intel perspective, I guess. And so it's kind of a toss-up, man. It's a fun place to go see, but I'm pretty upset with their leadership and their government right now in a big way because it's taken the lives of not just people around the world but American lives, and I don't tolerate that very well. But it's a cool culture, I will say that. Yeah. I mean, I went in 2003 and it was a really cool culture to see it.
Oh, what do you think about well, I haven't even been watching the news, just on my Facebook, because it's the same thing all over, you know, the coronavirus.
Right, right.
But governors trying to reopen, like, soon as some, like, next week in May. So what is your opinion on that? I mean, it's crazy. I'm like 50-50, but I wanted to hear from somebody else.
Okay, what aspect you want to hear from? What's the question, really?
Right here, I'm in Houston, Texas, and I know that the government said today that he's going to say something on Sunday to give the faces of how we're going to get back, because it's not going to be the same. You know, like, let's run and go to the club, go to the events. It's not going to be the same. People are not going to go. So my question is, like, do you think that we should do it in small increments? Like, hey, I mean, or just do whatever you want. It's, you know, it's kind of crazy. It's not going to happen like that, but that's kind of my question. What do you think? Should we do it that way on faces? I mean, I think it's fine, but I know that not a lot of people are going to actually take it serious.
I think I understand the question now. First of all, there's a couple layers here. So there's the differing views of the American people. I'm on one extreme and a lot of people on the other of how serious we think it is. And I'm not saying I don't regard it or respect it or understand lives of loss. I just said that I do, of course. But there's two different kind of groups, maybe more, of people who either don't take it very serious and think we're going to get through this, I'm not really worried about getting it, that'd be me, or the rest of people that are really paranoid. This is only my opinion, of course, but, you know, mask and fear and panic would be the other extreme. Of course, there's a balance, I guess. But so that's part of it, is how people take it serious or whatever. Number two, I heard the president today at his press conference. You can learn a lot from listening to him and getting a lot of information about what Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci and just other experts are saying, whether you love them or hate the president or whatever, I mean, you should respect them anyway. But you can hear from the whole panel and the task force and see what they're saying. And they're talking about opening up before or at May 1st, which would be awesome. And of course, people are getting antsy. People are getting restless. We're Americans, man. We're not good at being told, you know, your rights are gone. Stay inside. Although I do respect, again, I do respect that it helps to quell the spread of the contagion and whatnot. I do get it. The quarantine does. But I think what you're saying makes sense, man. Your question about going back into phases. He was talking about sports. He was talking about arenas. He was talking about restaurants, bars, things that people need and want to open back up because it's vital. I mean, you're talking economics and you're talking a normal sanity of life to be able to go back to those things and kind of do it in phases a little bit. Like he said, maybe that we'll have sports open back up shortly and have no fans, but have the media and television. You can watch it and then maybe start to reintroduce fans in phases and steps. And that makes a lot of sense to me from my background that sometimes you have to do stuff with a plan and you have to do it in steps. I'm excited about it opening back up. I'm very confident that we have crossed the curve now of the virus, of the spread of the contagion. And I know of some things. Actually, I've got a lot of intel because I'm really highly connected with people and I've stayed keeping these relationships and talking to military buddies and whatnot. I know a lot of layers of what's actually going on behind this, and I can touch on a few in a little bit if you want. But I'm excited about opening back up. I think Americans are ready to get out of their house.
I am, man. I mean, today I went out. I mean, I've been dropping my brothers off to work because, I mean, I still work, but I still do my side hustle. So when I was off 2 weeks ago, I'm like, it's okay. I got more time to do what I need to be doing. And the important thing was that the unation with your family, you know, being home, something that we'll put excuses. I don't have time. I'm always out working. And now you don't have that excuse to be at your home. You're eating at the table. Everybody's sitting at the table or ask questions. Hey, how do you feel about this? Do you feel it's right that they open? Do you feel things that we don't even, you know, as a family, that's like it was disconnected. And I felt that we needed that. I mean, you see that everything is getting clean, the air, a lot of places are, I mean, the pollution and out there. So it's a lot of stuff. Even the Bible said, you know, 40 days, 40 nights and stuff like that, and it's like a rest that we needed a rest.
Yep.
And I know we're going to get into it after this rest. That's what I was talking beyond the coronavirus. And but we needed this. I mean, I'm a believer of the Bible, everything that happened to me, my story. I stopped believing in God. I stopped believing in faith a while ago. And he found me back. That's how I knew he was there. I knew he believed me that he was alive, you know, God, that he knew that he wasn't going to leave our, you know, us, his kids. And I was like, wow, so he's out there. And I know that if evil is out here, good is there. And I mean, it's hard because let's, like, I know you. I know another girl that knows a lot about the same thing. I will connect you with her. She's really out there just like
yourself. Let's do it.
And I told her, don't miss the show because I'm going to have somebody that is just like you, know a lot of the stuff beyond connected with other people. And she's like, whoa, I need to meet somebody that has the same connection. And I said, man, he's going to be in the show. And I'll definitely connect you to him. And it's just like hard to know that, you know, waking up and knowing that we think we live in a, you know, a world that it's perfect or bound by rules, that it is what it is. But it's not. And it's tough to know that. I mean, it is what it is. But I mean, I always say, yes, believe in yourself, believe in anything, and go out there and risk it. I mean, we live in one life. That's it. And it's like, right, I say, we live every day and we die once. We live every day, but we only gonna die once. So to me, it's like, when I started opening my mind and everything and knowing that God found me and everything, I was like, man, I need to go get it. I need to connect. I need to build relationships. I need to enjoy life, enjoy me, you know, and enjoy the friendship, the family, because right now we turn right and we might be here, but then we turn left and we're gone. I don't know. You're not taking the money. The money's gone. So it's something that I understood now, because I'm like, yes, money is not the root of all evil. Money's a tool that's going to help me support the family. It's going to help me support other businesses, support yourself. I'll be like, hey, you asking me, hey, so we can collaborate. I don't have the money here, but can we kind of, like, yeah, definitely, because I believe in your mission. Let's do it. But people think it's the rule of evil. And that's good that we'll get to right now. It's like, so I know that you have a lot of friends and everything on beyond the coronavirus. And we're getting to it now so that we're talking about it and other viewers are already watching it. And it's crazy to know that this is the show I did yesterday. 3 years ago, I had the coronavirus. So I'm like, I was kind of crazy because I was like, yesterday I told a story and I was like, so 3 years ago, I knew that was the coronavirus because I had the same symptoms. I went to one of the best hospitals here in Houston, the Methodist Hospital. They knew what I had. They sent me back home. They checked my lungs. They said I was fine. I'm telling the doctor right there and him, I was like, I can't breathe. How are you telling me that I'm fine? How are you telling me that you're going to send me home with antibiotics when I came again and the antibiotics didn't work? And it was crazy to know that I told the story, but the viewers that are watching right now, it's like I was at the restroom and I was already saying my goodbyes. I was telling my mom, goodbye, I love you. I'm gone. This is it. I'm dying. Wow. I still remember. I will not forget that moment of that I told my mom and my dad, they were there in the restroom, that I said, my body was heavy. I took almost all my clothes. I was like half naked in there because the pressure that I couldn't breathe, I was feeling heavy and heavy and heavy and heavy. And I said, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to make it. I remember that my mom remembers. She's like, you told me like this, goodbye, kiss, and that's it. How is that crazy that I'm still here alive?
That's amazing.
At that moment, I was gone. At that moment, I was not even afraid. And like right now, I'm like, it opened up my mind. I was like, I was not even afraid of dying. It was the moment that like, damn, I'm going to die without breathing. Like, how is that possible?
Because
that's the number one thing we do, breathe. And it's just crazy. But it goes to my question right now that how did that happen? That did they create something similar to the coronavirus to test the people, and then bang, 2020 maximize and use it to the power of like it is right now?
It's crazy, isn't it? So you want me to touch on my thoughts on that, on the virus itself and the possibilities there?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, I heard someone in law enforcement the other day talking on a video about you have to ask yourself who benefits from a crime. So when there's any sort of crime, I mean, I could talk about 9/11. I could talk about some school shootings. I could talk about things that are false flags. And I'm not some far-out conspiracy theorist. Honestly, I've just put in 21 years of study and research and been in a lot of nations and been at tables with a lot of three-letter agency guys and asked them questions. And I've never been CIA or FBI, but I've asked those people a lot of questions and whatnot. And I've got mentors, and there's people that I've chased that are extremely well-traveled, well-connected men that far above myself. And so I've just been able to put the pieces together for 21 years now, and I've asked a lot of questions, and I've dug into a lot of things, and I've tried to uncover things. But I'm the kind of guy, I want to know the truth, man. I want to know the facts. And I'm not very naive or sheepish. You know, a lot of people use that word, like be a sheep or be asleep. I'm wide awake, man. I want to know exactly what's going on with things. And so I dig. And so with that said, I believe it's absolutely a bioweapon. I mean, you look at the timing of it, and back to the question, who benefits from a crime? So you look at the timing, you know, crush Americans, crush our booming economy. Our economy was doing amazing. We were just growing and going on an uptrend, you know, crushes reelection, whether you like them or don't, whatever, but it's just factual stuff. But China was on a mission to do that, I believe. And they signed something with him, but it had a clause, a way out in case of a pandemic or whatever. And it was a trade agreement recently. And within a day or two, they had signed that. They released this thing. We find out that the virus is there. Then they lie and cover up how many people have died. I don't know if you guys have researched, but 21 million cell phones are turned off in China now. So that points to the possibility. I'm not sure. I can't validate it, but the possibility you could look into that 21 million people no longer are with us that, you know, live in China, and they've covered that up. And so it's now well known, well regarded mainstream news. I'm not a real big fan of mainstream media, but it is well known now that they lied about the severity of it. They lied about how long it had been there and how many people were getting it, how bad their situation was. And then quickly we closed up China travel. We closed up our borders, closed up Europe, the ban on flights. And that made a real dent. And America honestly has gotten hit less than it could have gotten hit, honestly. And I'm not minimizing anyone that's gotten it or know someone who's gotten it or whatever, but we could have got hit a lot worse with it. But I believe it is a bioweapon. I believe if your listeners are, I know you understand the deep state cabal, which is, I'll tell you this from my travels, there are powers and there are entities and bankers and elitists that run the planet. It goes far beyond Democrat, Republican. All that's a smokescreen and distraction, honestly. They want us to be at each other's throats, you know, and all this. But, you know, they try to push all that division. But they're the ones who pull the strings and run the planet. And they're some pretty evil, crazy people. They're sick people. They really are. And I wouldn't put it past them to do something like this. And I believe that's what we're facing here right now.
Oh, yeah. Like you were saying on one of the other videos that you have put yourself and I shared them all. And about the children, you know, that's something that I've been looking through a long time and researching until I found you. And I was like, wow, he's actually, I didn't even believe that was actually going on, you know, saving the kids and putting them on the mercy and the comfort ships. And some of them are, you know, deformities. And you think about it, when you were putting out that, me and my mom were talking about it, and you're like, she's like, think about it. She's like, where are these kids that have been missing for a long time? The carting of the milks that are in the, when you go to Walmart, missing. Where did they go? I mean, you're telling me that they couldn't find one or two or come on with all this technology that we had? I was like, damn, you're right. Trafficking.
It's and a crazy, it. Bro, it's saying? A that crazy was, problem. It's one of the most despicable problems in the world. Sorry if I cut you, the sound went out. it's a crazy tragedy, man. It's one of the worst kept secrets. And it's a travesty against humanity and against innocence and precious children. You know what I mean? And so I could send you 20 videos like right now. I was just editing some a little while ago before this podcast on Operation Underground Railroad, an organization that's tackling that from America, and then just many, many others. But trafficking is a serious, horrendous thing. And it's partly one of the operations that's going on with the military right now, the U.S. military abroad, and especially at our shores and at our southern border and in some major cities. They're in tunnels. They're bringing them out of tunnels. They're getting these kids rescued. Some, like you said, have never seen the light of day. They're deformed. They don't have birth certificates. I mean, this might sound crazy to most people, I'm sure, because people, we just live our lives, right? We don't ever think, oh, okay, there's trafficking going on around me. Well, I can guarantee you it's going on around you, especially Houston, LA, New York, DC, Seattle, you know, Atlanta, Miami, the places you could guess, right? You know, and maybe even in a lot of small towns as well, surprisingly, but it's prevalent across the planet, and it's just nuts what goes on. But some are small town operations, some are larger. When we're talking about the deep state or elitist or, you know, very entitled people, extremely mega wealthy, not that because you're rich you're doing it, I'm not saying that, but some of those grouping of people, they run very sophisticated international operations. They deal with orphanages, they bring kids into programs, they've gone in and just extorted in different various countries, like the earthquakes in Haiti in 2010. I know Clinton Foundation's tied to that. It's a time right now where we need to let go of all of our political strings and biases and belief systems of who's good and who's bad and all that, and just understand that there's a lot of people implicit in this. There are leaders and Congress and actors and celebrities and sports players around the planet. I don't know every name, but I do know that a lot of these are implicit in this problem. It's a very huge problem. And the more wealth and the more means and ability, like Epstein and Weinstein, they have, the more that they're connected to these kind of, or have the ability to be connected to these things. It's serious, man. It's something we need to wake the heck up. You need to get educated, not you, but just all of us, educated and watch videos and see that it's happening, find out what to do, either get involved, share, like, send, you know, talk about it, whatever, or be on the front lines like some of my buddies. I mean, they're actually going and tackling it, and they're going in the tunnels, special forces are, to remove them and save lives. And that's very hush-hush right now for good reason. You can imagine there's reasons for operational security and whatever. But this is going to get announced. The American people are going to get told real soon, excuse me, and they're going to find out the atrocities that have been going on and why the quarantine took a while. And it's kind of like two layers, man. You got two parallel paths. The quarantine helps slow down the spread of COVID, right? But it's also a chance to do these operations I just talked about for 5 minutes. And that's what's going on. And that's good news.
Yes, very good news, man. When all this trafficking thing, I remember when my story happened and I didn't get to see my daughter for 2 years and a half. And my ex-wife, when we broke up, she went back to Mexico. And then I put all my papers and with Washington, D.C. And I was like she took her. And it was like a big, this is going to be something that I'll tell you my story later on, because it's really, you know. And then I was like, trafficking, you know, because when they took my daughter and it took all this time for me, I was doing everything to do it peaceful. into, they said, hey, enough is enough, Jesus. They don't, I guess she doesn't want to apply or anything, and we're gonna take over it. So they went out there, found my daughter, you know, like on the movies when the cops go in the house and they found the kids and they take them away because, you know, I was doing the paperwork and everything. That's what happened. They gave me a call. They said, we found her, we took her, and they put her on a place like where, I guess now I know why it's so freaking protected, that that there was only kids there, that, you know, that this happened, so they don't have no parents. So they took her there. I couldn't even, when I found out, I did everything in my power to find out where she was from here, from the United States, with no help. And I actually found out where she was. I call and they're like, I couldn't even speak to her. And even though I was the father, I'm the father. I want to know that she's there. She is here. So let me touch her. No, you won't. I was like, that, you know, and it was in Mexico. They were in Mexico, but they were speaking to me in English. You can't speak to her. I am the father. I want her out of there. I know that this happened and I don't want her to be there. And I didn't know none about this. You know, I knew about the trafficking, but I didn't know none of it until now I realize why my daughter acts this way. So she had to stay that in that place for 1 week, man, because I did everything in my power to like with the lawyers and get her out of there, you know. And that whole week she passed there. Even to now, she's 7 now, but she went to a lot of horrific things that she still hasn't told us anything about it. But I know she will when she grows up. But the first thing when they took her out, she had marks on her privates, you know. So we went to the doctor and checked and everything. No, they didn't touch her or anything. But I know that she went through a lot of, in 1 week there, she was changed. So imagine if I couldn't done nothing, and like you were saying, the traffic, somebody who's an elite or somebody, they want to buy somebody because they're young, they got the power and the money, I wouldn't have saw my daughter anymore. So I was like, it haunts me at night that I thank God that I, you know, did everything that I could and got her out. But now I understand. Now I understand that everybody's telling me, oh, they're telling me now that she has autism, that she has the beginning of blah, 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 all these things because of the way she's acting. But now I understand that she's acting this way because Emory, she's 7. She's knowing what happened there in 1 week. Because they told me, she's in Mexico right now, they told me that at school, and science, you know, when you go to science and the science teacher has a little white thing, so they won't get paint with their painting, like the little, like when you go to a restaurant, you know, the people that apron. Wear the apron, yeah, the apron, yeah. They told me that the teacher put the apron, she ran and got scared and hide under the table. What is that telling you, man?
Oh man,
and that's when she was 5. So I was like, at that time, I wasn't even thinking about none of them. To today that we're here, my mind was like, so what happened there? Like, she was afraid of somebody wearing a white apron. What did they do to her in that whole damn week, you know?
Yep.
And you know what, Brent? We tried to sue that place. Untouchable. Untouchable.
Wow.
So sad, isn't it? The corruption.
It's like they're above, corruption's right. It's like they're above it, you know. And we're in a time, that's amazing, man, honestly. It's very profound you'd even say that. But I think we're in a time where those sorts of things are being exposed. And I had a dream in like 2013, and I dreamed that there was going to be a lot of exposure of elites and high-ups and leaders. They're just going to be absolutely exposed for being evil, you know. And I'm not trying to sound cinematic or theatric or whatever, but the bottom line is, like you said at the beginning, there is good and there is evil. I mean, it just is. It is what it is. And so we need to be on the right side of history, on the side of good, on the side of our creator, on the side of justice and freedom and liberty, you know, always for all people in all nations, especially America that I love. And so there's going to be an exposing happening, and it's already going on right now. There's already arrest. I can tell you that there's arrest happening under the cover of this. It's the perfect timing to do it. Excuse me. And it's been planned for years. There's a military intelligence movement called Q, just like the letter Q.
Q.
And it's very real. And it's I don't know if it's a person or a group of men or whatever. It doesn't matter. But it has been doing Q drops since October of 2017. And it's been informing people of what's going on, how evil people are being taken out. And it's all kind of coming to like a culmination or a peak right now. And I'm just excited about it. And it's not that I'm clueless about the dangers of the virus, but when you know what I know, and a lot of other people, other patriots like me, when you know what's happening, that it gives you cause to really look forward to a new America, to get rid of the bad and systems that aren't serving us anymore, systems that aren't sustainable. I mean, I'm even hearing experts talk that I'm listening to on video that the way we do school can change radically now, and it probably will. The way we do church can radically change. The way we do health, the way we do vaccines, the way we do a lot of stuff can really radically change, because a lot of those ways are outdated. They're lies. There's secrets kept from us. There's technology being kept from us. There's patents being kept from us. And a lot of this is like going to open a Pandora's box, and all this stuff's going to now be free and come out. And that's what I'm about, man. I'm about humanity all having equal rights, all having access to truth, information, all of that, man. It's so important. You know, I'm about freedom across the board.
Yeah, man, that's true, man. That's when, like I said, when I started, you know, getting information and getting facts, not just only opinion, but facts to the people that know, like, you know, a lot of people under that what's going on under the tunnels and everything. Are the tunnels, because I know they're bunkers, right? That they build bunkers for people to, you know, the elites to live there. Is that true that just if anything happens, you know, like they said, if a meteor or anything, they can live under there like a city, like a hotel city?
Well, yeah, just tunnels it is. For the traffic? It is. I mean, there's small-time bunkers that people have on their property. There's larger bunkers. I hope I didn't cut you. The sound cuts out or something. There's larger bunkers that elite or very successful, wealthy people have, where they have properties that have larger survival bunkers, and it's not a bad idea to have something like that, right? It's pretty good. If something bad happens, you've got a place to go, mainly for like a total catastrophe, like nuclear fallout or electromagnetic weapon or the sun, you know, sunspot, and it wipes out technology. That's a whole other topic. But there's estimated to be, Jesus, about 10,000 tunnels around the world. And so these are more major high utility. I don't know the right word for it. Heavy duty tunnels, you know, that a lot of them are military built or military bases. There's something you can look up called DUMBs, D-U-M-B. And DUMBs are deep underground military bases. And so there's lots of those. People have been hearing earthquakes, which could be explosions across the country and the world, where a lot of these are being blown by our forces, our military forces, to go in and make sure that anybody that's being trafficked or any elitists that are there can be apprehended. It's a really complicated mission, but these are real things that are happening. And I think America's waking up to it slowly. There's a movement of people by the millions that are saying, hey, I'm linking all this stuff together with Satanism, the virus, New World Order. I mean, things that kind of sound creepy and weird. There's a lot of truth to these things. I'm not saying every person you listen to is like legit or true or whatever, but there is a true message in it all for sure. But yeah, there's absolutely tunnels, and they're rescuing them from tunnels right now.
That's crazy. Because I mean, I knew about the New World Order. They've been telling you in our faces since a long time. Long time.
That's absolutely true. That's
their
true.
Agenda, you
absolutely
know, to have one world government, one world that's religion. Right. One, just no more cash. Just, do you think that's gonna happen? Digital? I mean, there's nothing wrong with that being just digital, but do you think that's where we're going right now? Just digital, no more cash?
I think we're kind of headed there. Not that I agree with it. I don't think it's gonna happen right now in May or the summer of 2020. I believe that the deep state is gonna lose a terrible loss, and freedom is gonna win, and the people of the planet are gonna win. So essentially the people, like all of us normal people, you know, are gonna beat the elite controllers. But you're right. You said it right. They want to have one world religion, one money, one centralized government, one language. I mean, they just want everything to be one so they can centralize control, and they can lead everybody and be in power. That's all they crave is power. And they have some really sick ritualistic belief systems that goes off in a whole other direction of darkness. But to get to the point, I mean, they're very much Satanists, these people that run the planet. But I have hope, man. I have a very positive mental attitude. I know a lot of stuff right now, and I'm hearing that there's a lot of ground being gained, and amazing things are successfully being carried out. And I don't think they're going to win. I think we're going to find victory right now in this time. Maybe down the road it may happen. You know, the idea of a new world order and things that people talk about from the Bible and things about what we just said with centralized government. But it's vital that you have nations. It's vital that you have an identity to your nation. And not that I think anybody else is less than Americans. I don't believe that. But I am proud that we're exceptional. I am proud of our freedom. I am proud of the features that our country has. I've studied American history pretty well. And I'm very thankful for the exceptionalism of America. And so it's vital that we stay free, because so goes America, so goes the rest of the world, basically. Something along those lines. And so it's important. I mean, it's of utmost importance that we lead in the area of freedom and keep tyranny out, because tyranny can can take over any people, any nation, anywhere. And it's prevalent in some places. And I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that Cuba, Iran, Iraq, North Korea are not free places, right? China, they're not free. They're in bondage. I mean, they're persecuting Christians in China. That's a load of crap. Whether you're a Christian or not, you got to understand that it's not okay to oppress humans, to enslave them, whip them, beat them, jail them, you know, bulldoze their house. Like, it's just not right. It's really sick thinking. And that's the problem with tyranny. Tyranny is the same no matter when or where that it is. And it's wrong. It's evil. And we've got to stand up to that. The thing is helping relate with people. I have to sometimes tone it down and know how to relate and give baby steps and crumbs so that people can take bite-sized pieces to begin the path of awakening, if you want to call it that, or learning or whatever. And it's happening like crazy. I'm getting, I don't know, 300 or 400 inboxes in the last 2 weeks just from videos I've done, just like you're doing, just awakening people, man. And they're like, thank you. That resonated with me. I really appreciate the work you're doing. And I didn't even know that was going to happen. You know, I'm not a podcast guy. I'm not a video maker. I'm not talented with tech. I just am brutally honest. I know what I'm talking about is real. I've studied it for 21 years. And I'm just honored to be able to save our country and do something to get it back and empower other people to join the cause, basically, not just sit around and entertain ourselves like we tend to do, right? There's more to it, man. There's yeah. a cause here. I mean, we got to make sure we keep the country. But I don't believe the New World Order is going to happen right now. I don't.
No, me too. I said it's too soon, but it's kind of laying it out there, like we were saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Waking up to see that. That's their path to go for the evil, you know. That's what the population, they want only, what, 500 million people over the world instead of 8 billion there.
Right now. That's that, right. Me, they that's want crazy. A 16 to kill have,
that many yeah. people, yeah. man.
That's right.
That to me is like, man, that's why when they did this coronavirus, like, man, that how many people, you know, not a lot of people, not a lot of million people died. It gives you that point of like, what could be next? What can they do next? I mean, they're trying to stop everything right now, but like me and you know, I mean, evil is not gonna go away yet.
Right, right.
I mean, it's there. I mean, the spiritual warfare has been there for a long time.
That's right.
I mean, it's as we're talking right now, it's happening. The spiritual warfare is going on like crazy. I mean, I feel it. I mean, out of the things that I went through, I feel it. I went through a lot of stuff with spiritual things.
Sure.
I seen a lot of things.
It's very crazy. Real.
Like when I tell you to
very real.
They don't believe me, but there's some that, you know, they're like, oh man, I know what you're talking about, man. Because when back in the day when I used to be really, really negative, and I moved out of Houston to closer to Nevada up there, to the cold, I left in a little small town, Borger, Texas. And I took all my negativity out there, man. And we went to church. That's when I was still together with my ex-wife. And I went to church and all my negativity while I was sitting there, I looked to my left, dude, and I saw this big black thing outside the church just like waiting for me to come outside because they took over me. I wasn't believing in nothing. I was believing in a negative. So that's the evil eating you, but you start going to the goodness. They're waiting for you outside. They're like, oh, his soul is mine. And I started seeing a lot of like, man, I started believing and I started like studying and reading and researching. And I saw a lot of things that, man, even till now that we're speaking, I was talking to the girl that I'm going to connect you because she does a lot of this stuff. She asked me, so how do you feel? And like, just a couple of days, man, I was asleep, but I knew I was awake and it was evil in there, man. It was like trying to get to me. And I was like the body of Christ. I said, I started saying stuff that I didn't even know that it was in the Bible, dude. I remember everything because I was just awake, but evil was like, I felt it, man. And when I woke up, it was like, I started just listening to things and I knew things were here and it was crazy, man. But then a few days later, in my room, like I heard my name, somebody called my name, Jesus. And then I woke up like automatically, I wasn't even dreaming anything. I just woke up and looked to the door, but I felt so warm. Positive spirit, like whoever that called, it was like a warm, not negative, but it was like I didn't even go to sleep after that because it felt so great. So it's like we know it's there, evil and the bad, you know, they're protected. The spirit, we can't see it, or when we see it, it's like, damn, it's there. I'm like, how crazy is that?
Well, we know gravity's real. We know the wind is real. Even though we can't see either one of those, we see the effects of a tree blowing or gravity. You know, you jump out of a window, you're going to hit the ground. So you're right, man. I mean, spiritual warfare is very real. I've seen it, especially overseas, because you see people show out and get wild and manifest things overseas a lot more than you do in America for whatever reason. But, man, I've seen some pretty wild, demonized people, and I realize it's very true. But you're just attuned to it, man. You have eyes to see. And the thing is, when we share with folks, some people just don't have eyes to see or ears to hear yet. They're just not there. They don't tune into it. It's just not clicking. And it's kind of like spiritual eyes to see, really. It's not literal eyes. But you're attuned to it, man. You're very aware of it. And we'd be fools to think there's not things happening in the invisible realm around us. I mean, we are energy. We are a spirit. We're not just a temporal being that just sits here and then we go to dust. Like, we're an amazing, intuitive, creative, genius spirit. We really are, man. We've been created in his image. And there is spiritual warfare. There is light and dark. You know, a third of the angels we know from the Old Testament got kicked out. And so they're the ones running around causing all the trouble. And there are angels, the other two thirds, that are positive, that are warring against them. I mean, we know Michael, Gabriel, and all these other angelic entities. And so they're fighting on our behalf. They're at our command. They're at our beck and call to go and help us and keep us safe. And, you know, people have been spared of all sorts of amazing things. I know bad stuff happens in the world too, for sure. But there's a lot of work that angels do. I mean, they're just light speed, you know, jumping in and doing stuff. I've even seen cool videos online, man, of some flash of light running through and saving someone from getting hit by a car in Asia. You know, you've seen these kind of videos. It's like, it's unexplainable, but it's amazing. I mean, it's really beautiful. Who knows the kind of calamity we've all dodged, all 8 billion of us have dodged because of angelics. So, yeah, I'm not an expert on all that, but I know it's real. I've seen it. I've been a born-again believer since I was 17 and a half. So that's, 23 years almost. And so I have seen a lot of spiritual warfare. I've seen the effects of it. I've seen people that I know miraculously healed physically, mentally, drugs, broken bones, injuries. I mean, just all kinds of stuff. And myself as well. I've beaten disease, diabetes. And it's just the power of the supernatural, power of faith, using faith as a currency, you know?
So you think there, I knew that a while ago when I still don't know if it's true or maybe it be true. Is there actually super soldiers, like technology out there that they're building this, like, or the clones that they're actually out there already? I mean, it's something that I kind of went to study and research, but it's like iffy that I'm like, if it's actually true.
That's an interesting question. That takes a funny turn, but that's cool. I don't know much about it, honestly. I know there are super soldiers and more specifically robots. There's a lot of work that's been done in robotics. And in a way, that's a good thing because of jobs and stuff that they can do that is far more efficient and can free up other people. And I think if you're in the kind of line of work where are the most common that are going to be replaced by robots, so like driving an Uber taxi, making burgers at McDonald's, you know, I'm not putting those down, but I would get the heck out of those because those are going to be definitely replaced by technology. And they already are in a lot of places. There's Wendy's and McD's around the world that are already using it. We know that. I mean, they can reach over, grab the burger, give it to you just easier than a person without as many mistakes probably. But they're efficient. They don't call in sick. They don't get pregnant, you know, all those kind of things. But yeah, robotics to kind of take it a different direction. Robotics are taking over a lot of things. And we can hate it, love it. I mean, this just is what it is in a way. And I'm not super excited about it in some regards, because to tie in what you said about soldiers, robots that can be law enforcement and can stop crime or pre-crime, you know, before you've even done it, that's not good. That's a serious abuse of constitutional rights. And so that's not cool with me. That doesn't cut it. That's a problem. But as far as what they can do to empower us and replace basic manual labor, yeah, I think we need to be changing how we're thinking about that as Americans. We need to be thinking about information businesses, networking, building network assets or network marketing. We need to be thinking about people businesses, people skills, leadership, things that aren't replaceable by machines, you know, and so change what we do. I think we should be entrepreneurial. I think more people, I know not everybody's going to be that, but we should be more entrepreneurial. You definitely seem like you are. And so that's creating your own economy and creating your own income streams and not just relying on punching in, you know, and somebody takes care of you and pays you and punch out. I mean, that can serve its purpose, but that shouldn't be a long-term solution, I don't believe.
Yeah, it's like I tell my friends, so I tell them, I'm putting myself in the shoes. I'm like, so I go to work and they're paying me 10 to 13 an hour. I'm like, is that how much you value yourself?
Right, exactly.
40 hours, I'm like, and then I take out the $13, but I'm telling them, look, that's this much I'm paying. So is this how much I'm value $13 of your time? I'm like, and then some of them, like, they're awake and they're like, damn, you're right. I'm like, shit, I'm not worth $8 they pay me. And then,
well, yeah, you're worth thousands, working if three not jobs, hundreds, tens, tens of thousands.
It's crazy that, you know, when you open your mind and you're like, that's how when I started, you know, opening my mind, it was like, man, there's more to the world. And I would have wanted that when I opened my mind, that I would have been, I had a coach or a mentor to like kind of slow me down, and not, because it was nothing about just money. And that's how communication and everything just despaired down with my ex-wife. So that's why we separated into fights and everything, the communication. So I yep. wish would have, you know, somebody that time, hey, you know, take it easy. This is, you, it's good that you awaken, you know, but it's steps. And I was just like all over, man. But I mean, life, that's it, meant to happen. It is what it is, you know, but I'm still here.
Lessons learned.
Yeah, lessons learned.
That's great, my man.
With Bill Gates and Fauci in it, or they're actually trying to help us?
I think Fauci's a snake. I think Trump is playing him. I think he has he serves a useful purpose for right now. I absolutely believe he's a snake. I don't know tons about him, but I know he is linked to Gates. I know he has allegiance to Gates. I believe Gates is one of the most dangerous men with the most dangerous agendas on the planet right now. Maybe right up there with trafficking of kids on that level. I'm not saying he does that, but you know, he's connected to ID2020.org, which is basically put a chip in every one of us, you know, wherever it goes, I don't know, but it's a chip that's vaccine based. And I'm very much against vaccines now that I know what's in them and what they've caused to people and children, and autism rates and mercury in them and aborted fetal cells and a lot of things that are just serious issues that are in them. You know, I know they have a concept of good and protecting people from harm and sickness or whatever, but when you tie together a guy who left Microsoft, he actually stepped down moments after POTUS a month ago said, hey, we know where the virus came from. He stepped down within moments. That is crazy timing. You know that. And then we know that he's a depopulationist, like you said earlier. He's of the belief of the elitists that we need to be 500 million max capacity on the planet. And we're at 16 times that, 8 billion people almost. And so when you know he's a depopulationist, he's now Mr. Health Expert, Doctor, Vaccine Guy. You got to just stop for a second and say, oh, my God, come on. Like, he wants to reduce the population and he wants to sell us a vaccine for this. It's just a conflict of interest. The bottom line is he wants to reduce the amount of people on the planet. So I don't trust him as far as I could throw a rock. I've seen some funny memes. You know, here's six things I trust more than Bill Gates. And it's water from Flint, Michigan. Casey Anthony as a babysitter. Bill riding on an elevator with Bill Gates, like, or Bill Cosby. Just the funniest things I trust more than Bill Gates. And it's just so true. But it's almost not funny because it's so real. I don't trust him at all. I don't think it's a good idea to take anything he creates or puts out. I think we should boycott him and completely. And last I'll say, as I'm glad you asked the Gates question, you didn't tell me you would, but I've been itching to talk about it. Last Sunday on Easter, so massive holiday for Christians around the planet, you know, 1 or 2 billion worshipers around the planet. It's a huge holiday, the main one. And so on Easter of all days, Microsoft releases this ad with Marina Abramovich, which is a known Satanist lady. I mean, hardcore. And she's tied to the Clinton Foundation, Lady Gaga, a lot of spirit cooking parties, all kinds of stuff. And so she does this ad for like this virtual reality art, this kind of demonic stuff going on connected to Microsoft. And Bill Gates started getting hundreds of thousands of negative comments. I mean, people were roasting him on his Instagram. And so Instagram blocked those. It made it where you had to sign in to see the comments. And then Microsoft pulled the ad of her. So we're getting through, man. We're winning. We're making a ruckus. People standing up, people who are awake saying, hey, stop. That's not going to cut it. That's wickedness. We're not going to tolerate that. And that's wickedness on a high level too. And so we need to wake up and not be naive to whatever thing he offers. Oh, take this vaccine and you'll be, you know, immune to ever getting coronavirus or whatever. I mean, I get the concept, sounds great, but I'm not doing it because I just, the evidence on this side outweighs the evidence of what it could do for me to help me.
Oh yeah. It's like right now, like you said, hate him or love him, President Trump, but when they were, you know, before he went got to be president, I knew he was going to win like 2 years before. I knew that. Wow. I was telling everybody, Trump is going to win. Trump is going to win. Trump is going to win. And nobody believed me. And I said, Trump is good, because I've been following him since I was 16, when he had the scandals of the university, you know, his university he had. So I follow him through the books to Robert Kiyosaki and follow him. And I was like, man, everybody has their scandals. Media is going to tell you a lot of things and to suppress and not believe what is the right thing he's doing, but to on the court, because, I mean, as you know, media is being bought by all of the elites and everything. So it's just like, and when they won, I mean, I remember that same day I was at work, I went to work and when I came into work, they're like, damn, 2 years you said that he was going to win. How did you know? I was like, I just believed that he was going to win. And I even told my mom, I was like, I believe that it had to be a change. Like, I felt that if she was going to win, then their plan that they had, the 16-year plan of ruining the you know, the plan, and like,
yep,
what's his name, Obama did, and then she had to do the other World War III and all that. I was like, I kind of felt like, I didn't know none of that into I started seeing you and everything, but I was like, wow, look at that. I mean, it was like a sign that he had a TV show. He was not, he's a businessman. He's I know that he's not meant to be a, but he has the mentality of like what was going on.
He's a negotiator. He's a leader. He's a negotiator.
Yeah, but he knew that there was like something wrong with the system already. So for God to put him in there and people hating him, it's like it was gonna happen. And this goes to my question right now. So how hard is it gonna be right now to this point that we get into election on November? So I still think he's gonna win it.
What do a lot of
people still hate him.
Like, what do I think is going to happen November?
Yeah.
I think the left has unfortunately alienated the American people from their ideologies. You know, they don't really have a whole lot they stand for. They just are against everything, against Trump, against Christians, against rights, against, you know, your own choice for whether it be vaccines or not going for something that they want. They're not very tolerant right now. I find that almost all conservatives, minus, you know, a couple of racists, I'm sure, out there, but I don't hang out with them. But almost all conservatives are open-minded, welcoming, warm, understand the republic, you know, love other people, diverse, you know. And here you are, Latin roots, maybe Mexico or where?
Yeah, I'm born in Mexico. I came here when I was 8.
Okay, so
I'm 34. I've been living all my life here.
You're speaking from Latin roots and Latin perspective, and yet you have, it seems like, a balance of understanding. You don't have hate at all. And so I just hear too much hate from the left. I think they're sunk. I think they've really been signing their own death wish, and they're going to pay a dear price for a while because they've become irrelevant. They've become hateful. And, you know, I covered it pretty well, but they just don't have the right solutions or answers. They're not bringing anything positive or constructive or peaceful to the table as far as a solution. Like, hey, let's go in this direction. Here's why. And lay it out and articulate it. Instead, it's just a bunch of emotion and just get rid of him and we hate him and impeachment failed and hoaxes and Russian collusion and all these things that have been proven to be complete false, you know, hoaxes. And that's not good, man. And I don't think they really have somebody to put up front and center to run either. I don't think they have really a leader. I know Biden's the one that we know of publicly, officially, but he's not doing too well with his health, to be honest with you. And I'm not saying that to be disrespectful or propaganda. Like, he's just really not. You listen increasingly so his videos and little clips. He's struggling to really make sense of himself. He's far smarter than me. He's older than me. He's wiser than me. He's been the VP. And yet I can articulate and you can articulate far better than him right now. We can make sentences make sense. We can explain ourselves. We can connect with people. And he's just not doing that at all. And so I think they're in trouble, man. I think they're sunk. I would bet my life, my assets, my guns, my everything I have. I'm not a real rich man, but I would bet everything that he wins again, Trump wins again. And I think we're going to step into some really unprecedented times. But the cool thing I will say, for perspective sake, is it doesn't really matter who's in a way, in terms of my life and yours. I mean, it affects us in a country, of course, but we've seen prosperity. There's people who have prospered and who have made money in their own businesses in rough times and in great times and whatever. I mean, there's people in the markets that invest. I'm not in it, but they make a ton of money when it's going up. They make money when it's struggling. I mean, there's opportunity and all that. So I say that to remind us that our lives and our destinies are in our hands, and getting our creator to help us, God. But, you know, our lives are in our hands. It's not Trump's fault or Obama's fault about, you know, my life or my opportunity. It's America. We need to fight for the country. We don't need to wait on them, any president, because they're both humans. I mean, they've done good things and bad things. They've made mistakes for sure. And I try to bring that balance to, so people don't think I'm just this far right, you know, hate everybody else and only love Trump and turn a blind eye to anything. He makes mistakes for sure. But I trust where we're going. I trust his leadership in hard times like this more than I could think of about anybody else I would trust. He's not a liar. He's not a racist. And I've got buddies that are connected somewhat to the administration. I know he has Marines that are protecting him 24/7, by the way, but they paint a different picture, man. They say that he's actually warm and cordial and being around him. I've been to two rallies here in Charlotte, been around him, and he was warm. He was spirited. He was fun. There was an energy in the place from all the people. You know, it was diverse. It was mixed. It was not hateful. It is everything the media tells you the opposite. And I'm sick of the media. I'm fed up. I think they're an enemy of the people. I think they're implicit in the harm and destruction and death of a lot of people because of the way they fabricate things. They're constantly posting outdated photos and linking them and lying with a story and then making up things. And they don't tell you what happened and let you decide. They feel the need to tell you exactly how you should think and believe and feel and see the world. And that's not cool, man. I believe in people have the power. People get the right to decide what they think. You have the right to believe what you, even listening to me, people should find what they believe, you know, and take their spirit and their gut down here and figure out what they believe in. So yeah, that's a long answer, I know. And I got to probably wrap it up here soon, but yeah, I think he's going to win. I think America's going to come out the winner in this. I think we're going to step into unprecedented abundance coming out of this. I really do believe that. I believe, like I said, energy, patents, new money. I think we're going to have a gold-backed crypto. You touched on digital currency earlier. Like, I think we will have a gold-backed crypto. I do know our money system is going gold-backed and away from the 1913 Federal Reserve Act way that we have it now, because that's not sustainable. All the debt and printing and deficits and all that crap, where we're beholden to the cabals who own the bank and print the money. We don't even print our own money in this country. It's ludicrous, and we're bringing that back. So massive transitions, massive awakening. Truth is coming out fast, man. We're all learning. We're all getting empowered. I'm excited, if you can't tell, man. I'm ready. Like, let's do it.
Oh, man, me too. This is a time where, like everything is changing, you know? Like, if you're working for somebody, this is the time where you're like, how can I use my skills? How can I open my own business?
It is.
How can I learn from somebody?
That's right.
LLC. Like, this is the time, bro, you losing all these 2 months and just, like, chill and watching Netflix. And be like, I just wait until they open back. It's like, it's the new world already. It's not the same. Everything
that's
is
good.
Changed.
So that's you have good. To
adapt and collaborate. Like, you have to collaborate and see somebody be
that's
like, man,
right.
This is tough times. How we can both collaborate. It's not, here's not about the money. Yes, we're going to get paid, but how can we collaborate with your ideas, our momentum? How can we surpass that, you know? Help each other out, help other businesses out to realize that, like, right now, this is something that is getting me crazy. The stimulus checks that is happening, the $2.2 trillion, and they said that they ran out of money for the businesses, and a lot of the small businesses that needed the money, they didn't even get anything.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what happened to them? I'm like, it's crazy.
They're lazy. Congress got lazy. Is already not finishing it. Yeah, you're right. You nailed it. That's a great example. Great example. So that's good,
it's
man. Let's,
like,
let's team up. Let's work together as one, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, all the people that haven't been here, like the one in the morning, she's an expert on generation and leading and Facebook ads and all that. So I told her, you know, hey, we got to, you know, I have my ideas. I know what I got to do. You have your ideas. It doesn't matter if I can collaborate with you and then I can collaborate with somebody else with different things. But we're creating what? Different incomes. There's an income here, there's an income there, there's an income there. As much as we help, we can create a foundation and help the
kids.
That's
right.
That's me, my mentality. I want to create a foundation, but me, not to splurge to nobody else, but me myself being that the one that's taking that money and giving it to them. Not because you see all this money. Where did this money go? Where did the money go when they do the foundations? Like when the actors and they put this, most of the money goes to the people, the CEOs that are on those. And that's sad because the money has to go to the people that need it.
Yep.
Look over here in Houston when Harvey happened. People still, to now, what is that, 2 years, 3 years ago? People still finding what happened. Nobody
yep.
helped me. I'm out
yep.
of, I still don't have a house. Where did the money go?
Yep.
I'm like, and that's what you're saying. They're waking up to like, damn, they're stealing all this. And like, they've been stealing IRS and all of this. I mean, like the system is just whack. That's why you got to believe in yourself and believe that you can make it. You're your own economy. You're your own president, your own CEO, everything.
That's right. I think you nailed it. That is exactly it.
Us, not rich, middle, or poor. Everybody the same. Some of us are smarter than others. Somebody's going to make money and make money faster. And that's how we got to be learning from them. I'm like, man, how can I take something from them and bring it down here with us that we know that we're not going to receive that help, but we can make it happen for us. So when things like this happen again, be like, all right, we have this pot of money. We have this set. You said, your family said, we're set, dude. We're set for at least a year, 2 years with cash, no gold. But this is the things that we got to think now. Like it happened already. So let's start again and doing it right. So when it happens again, worse or whatever happens, now we're up to date. Like, okay, we know that this now they're going to help us. But us as businesses, small businesses, we got it. And we got our community, you know, Houston, North Carolina, wherever you are, we got that set.
That's good.
And we're good to go.
That's really good, man.
And it's all of this stuff. Like, I've been like sitting down here and going to look. It's like your time is like 37 over there, right?
What time is it you're saying? Yeah, 12:37.
Yeah. I'm 11:37. Sometimes I cannot sleep for the same thing. I'm like, how can I adapt? How can we help each other? How can I go wake up tomorrow morning and have somebody else in the show and be like, what are we going to do? How can I collaborate with you? What are you doing, co-speaker? Because speakers, it's like they only speak, so it's getting hard for them too. You know, they don't have anything back, only books and stuff. So how can we collaborate? Because you got skills. We push out their books. Man, so many things. So like, it's just like, we got to use those ideas.
I love it, man. I love our own spirit there, yeah.
Our own digital platforms. That's what I'm trying to do. Our own digital platforms that we can create, just like Netflix. When Netflix did it, we can create our own Netflix, our own content from the beginning. How to start a business, how to get your LLC, and then move up to Facebook, move up to credit, move up to video, the stuff that I do. All this content here that somebody's paying, and they're like, man, today I want to learn how to get my LLC. Bing, and you're watching it on your TV. Things that we need. I mean, I'm not saying that we need Netflix. I mean, yes, you got to rewind your brain and watch a movie with your family. But this is stuff that is you're going to leave a legacy. You know, after all of that, it's not about the money. It's how you're going to help others and yourself and create more jobs and create something better for others, you know, that they don't have. We have and we can help somebody. Because it's sad to know that when I drive and I see the veterans under the bridge and they tell me their stories that they went to the army, and I'm like, how the hell are you living in here?
Right.
You fight for the country.
So backwards.
I'm like, it pisses me out. Sometimes I'm like, damn.
Kind of froze up there for a second. I agree with all you said, my man.
Oh, did I?
It's all good now. It's back, I think. I agree with you, man. It's been awesome. Let's do it. Let's collab. I'm in. I've got some ideas we'll talk about offline, and I'll share with you. And man, let's succeed and thrive.
It's good. Like most of the people. Oh yeah. Like look at this. Like when all this happened, my brain said, "I said my thing is I want to help the kids because they're the future. They're like I want to finish up with just this, and then you finish up with what you got." So the kids are our future. I have a daughter. I mean, most of the kids are. There's a lot of kids that they're seeing everything that is happening right now. They're scared. They're afraid. They're panicking. They got fear. When they get to their age as us, they're going to see what we did. If we panic today, what do you think they're going to do on their time when they happens on their time? They're going to do the same thing. It's like a rollover panic, the same. We got to teach them the way money, how can they save this? How can they save that? How can they start their own business? How can they write their own book right now? Even if they don't even want to be a business person or not, but they got it in their mind. So when we teach them that, they'll be like, oh, man, I know that Jesus, you know, and the group of people here, they teach me. Well, I don't want to go back to school. I don't want to do this. I have an idea to open something that they have it stuck in their mind. Because if we don't teach them that, they're never going to know the world. You know, and I do. We went to school. I went to college. I dropped out of college because everything was the same thing. They're not teaching them to finance, no money, nothing. So you come out to the world and you're like, what the hell? And like, what about these books? I know it's history and stuff, but it's nothing what we're gonna be making at the real world. You know, it's not everything that you left, that you learned, nothing you bringing out to the world. Only if you want to study to be a doctor, you know, lawyer and that, then yeah, you got to keep on going. But everything else, you can learn it by yourself.
Sure. I think that's great. I agree with that. Big time. That's a big change coming to education, I think. Learn it at home.
A lot. You can teach. It sets me that I see this and it's going to happen, that to end up with what I got to say, that a lot of parents that have kids right now, they're already mad because the kids, it saddens me that it's the time when they got to spend more time with the kids, that they already like, oh, I want them to go back to school. I want them to leave out there. Why? Didn't you learn something new that they were there that you can teach them?
That's right.
You could buy a program, academy or something to teach them the real world. Then you're trying to get your kids out. And like that, man, and I already see it through Facebook, the post. I'm like, it gets six on my head. I'm like, come on, man. This is a time where you can teach them yourself. You got to find a way that they don't have to go back to school. Find a way that they can be home. How to cook. Teach them how to cook right now while they're at home. Teach them how to clean this. Teach them how to do the hair. How to do the outside thing. Teach them the real things. And then sit down with them. Teach them the real things. After a while, they'll be like, I don't need to go to school, man. My mom and dad are teaching me. I'm learning. I want to be an entrepreneur, or I don't want to be there. I want to work here. It's cool. Like you said, education is going to change, but it's up to us. It's up to us to make sure that happens. Because if they go back to school, I mean, it's the same thing. It ain't going to change. Phone, computer, everything changes except the system. Still the same.
That's good, man. Sometimes I can't tell when it ends with the word. Yeah, you're right.
That's just me right there, man. You can finish up with for the last viewers that they're in here, you know, finish it up with where they can follow you and any questions they got. I mean, to not be afraid, you know, don't have fear. Leave that outside.
That sounds amazing. I keep having trouble telling when you're done with the words with your statement.
Oh. Sorry. It's probably the internet. See, I'm telling you, is the 5G coming already?
I don't know. It might be that. Well, yeah, you can. It's been a joy, man. Anybody who wants to connect with me, I'm happy to do it. Facebook.com/DiamondBrad is mine. UltimateCreditSecrets.com. And I guess if you want to call, 704-560-2167. If you want to talk about credit, if you want to learn more, if you want to make some money, whatever, there's all kinds of stuff that I do. So if anybody's looking to make income and want to talk or some mentoring or some credit, whatever, or just talk about the awakening, you know, in America, how to fight for America. But I'm trying to put out content, trying to just make a difference, add value, and just rally people and do the best we can. I know we're not on the front lines like the soldiers and the nurses and the doctors right now, but we all play a role, right? Whether it's you doing podcasts, me awakening people and helping them, whatever, coaching them. And so we all play a role. But man, I've enjoyed it so much. I really appreciate you, man. It's amazing how links like this happen and you connect and we end up, we're sitting here doing a podcast. So it's been an absolute joy. I'm going to go do a couple more things that I promised people I would do before I go to sleep. It's getting late, and respond back to some people. But
I know.
Let's talk some more, man. Let's collab, like you said. I really appreciate you, dude.
Oh, no, thank you. And we'll definitely text each other and see what we can collaborate. But thank you for being in the show, and thank you for the talk. It's amazing.
Sounds amazing.
Thank you, man. And God bless.
That's right. God bless. Night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. I know that it might seem that, you know, like it was cutting off. Man, the internet, they never fixed that. I mean, I know everybody's just in the internet. Maybe my internet is whack. Maybe not, because I know it's not, because at the beginning when I started doing the shows that I saw my videos, they were good. They were HD. I can see myself HD right here. Look at the camera, the 1080 camera, but then when I watch the videos, they look all whack and they don't look quality. Hey, it is what it is. The information is there. The information is being given, like it or not. The ones that watch the live, thank you very much. The ones that are going to watch replay, enjoy this. Enjoy it. We talked a lot about, you know, the COVID-19, beyond that, the bunkers,
who's going to win the next president, Bill Gates, a little bit about everything, a little bit about beyond what's happening, only not the COVID, but, you know, the economy and everything. I mean, that is real, that you got to wake up, and it's crazy. It's not for everybody, but I'm thank you very much that you joined us a late night show. And look, an hour and 15 minutes, but it was amazing. We could have gone to 2 hours. We could have gone to more and talk more questions, but I know he has to do some work too. And I got to write some stuff down too. And I got another show in the morning tomorrow, Friday. So I'm happy and blessed. Don't miss the show tomorrow. It's going to be amazing too. Different people, different stories, different background, but we're serving you out there, guys. Everybody out there that is watching, and thank you. Thank you, and God bless for tonight, for your listening and for your sharing. And when you watch the replay, share it again. Thank you very much. God bless. Your boy, Jesus Ortiz, from the Push Power to Power Show. Peace out. Peace out.